broadcasting from the heartland of America
in the Hoosier Media Network studios.
The next generation in conservative talk radio. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, darn right it is. What's up? Welcome into it. It is hour number two of your weekend edition here for the Voice of Reason. So great to have you with us here on another weekend edition. Here's how you can find us. Go to our social media at Hoosier Reason, H-O-O-S-E-R Reason, on all of your social media, like literally any platform. We're there. We got it. You can find us. It's all the same. It's all in sequence, so that way it's easy for you to check us out. For sure, also our website at HoosierReason.com. Sign up, become a Hoosier-holic. You'll get our newsletter. You can see all the great content that we have. You can also sign up. And by the way, just a few weeks ago, we hit over 100,000 downloads on our podcast. That's amazing. Thank you. You can subscribe to it on any of your favorite podcasting sites at Hoosier Reason, the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Again, the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier on any of your favorite podcasting sites. All right, bottom of the hour. We're going to talk with our new partners here on the program. We're going to talk with Lee Wamsgans. She is the CCO and marketing director for Patriot Mobile. Obviously, great partner with us here on the show now. And why we're partnering with Patriot Mobile. So we'll look forward to chatting with her at the bottom of the hour. So welcome into it. We've been following this story that's breaking literally as we speak about Iran sending multiple drones out to Israel, and Israel now making an announcement that they've shot down the majority of them through the Iron Dome well before they've even reached the line or the Iron Dome for Israel, shooting them down in Iran and in Syria. So we'll keep you apprised of what's going on if there's any more breaking news that happens on that. Again, the benefit of having a live weekend program that we can cover a lot of this stuff as it's happening. And it always seems to happen during the time that we're on the air. So I guess that's a benefit to us, right? So we'll cover it and keep you posted on some more news as it continues to come out. Real quickly, before we get into our topics here and we continue to rock this thing on a weekend,
we'll do it live,
which is what we love to do on the show. Chad, first off, producer Chad down in Dallas, welcome aboard and thank you for doing what you do. We got our executive producer, Trumpy Bear, sitting over here on the in the corner of the studio as well here at the Hoosier Media Network. But Chad, I have to play this for you and I got to get your take on it because I was sent this from a listener and it's kind of amazing. So they made us, Chad, imagine how awesome my listeners are. First off, the reason we got a partnership with Patriot Mobile is because my listeners reached out to Patriot Mobile wanting them to partner with us, and Patriot Mobile reached out to me. I didn't even reach out to them. They're the ones that came to me because of my listeners reaching out to them. That's how awesome our listeners are, number one, on this show. Number two, a listener made a song for this show. How cool is that?
That is very cool. Patriot Mobile's great.
Patriot Mobile's great. Absolutely. Patriot Mobile's amazing. Now, a listener sent this to me at the end of last week, Thursday, Friday. They made a song for this show. And I'm going to play for you. It's about a minute, minute and a half. But it's a song specifically for this show that talks about the Voice of Reason. That is, and apparently they know me too well, it is about a Viking that hosts a talk radio show called The Voice of Reason. And the song, Chad, is called The Hammer of Truth. Now, I like that. I think we're going to have to lay down the hammer of truth and we're going to have to implement that into the program here. But here it is, my friends, because of you, you great listeners that sent this to me, that you made this song called The Hammer of Truth right here on The Voice of Reason.
In the land of chaos where voices collide, there's a Viking of reason standing tall with pride. With a mighty hammer, he strikes the truth, cutting through the noise, revealing what's uncouth. The halls of power, where lies his... Stands for justice against the web that spun. With fiery passion, he ignites the flame, shattering illusions, exposing all the shame. Hear the hammers of truth, they're ringing loud and clear, cutting through the darkness, dispelling all the fear. The Voice of Reason.
There it is, the hammer of truth right here for the Voice of Reason. I think we're going to have to implement that as maybe a theme song here on the program called the Hammer of Truth. And every time that we talk about an issue, we may have to lay down, boom, that hammer of truth. Chad, what'd you think of that? The Voice of Reason's Hammer of Truth theme song.
Love it. Couldn't ask for more.
That's what I'm saying, right? Well done. So, listeners, thank you for that. That's pretty incredible. So I'm going to find a way, using my production fund radio abilities. That's, for, by the way, for those that don't know, I'm an operations manager, production manager for a cluster of radio stations here across Kansas where I'm at. So, yeah, I do that for a living. I'm going to have to find a way to implement that into the actual, like, intro of the song or something and actually implement the Voice of Reason's Hammer of Truth into the imaging for the show. But well done. Thank you for that. That's pretty incredible. The Viking Voice of Reason laying down the gauntlet and that hammer of truth. I could go along with that. Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Chad, you're going to have to think on that with me on how we actually make that an integral part of the show. I don't know how to do that one. All right, let's get into what
maybe the opening song.
I might have to do as part of the opening song. I might have to. We've been pretty consistent with our song at the beginning of the show, so that way it's recognizable for anybody that listens to the program, but I think I'm going to have to implement that somehow. So we'll have some fun with that. Thank you again, The Hammer of Truth, our latest song here. Now, I have not done this in a while, so I promise you we will be doing some infomercials here relatively soon. I haven't made any new ones recently, but for those that do know, we'd like to make some satirical and comical infomercials selling fake products that are politically oriented based on the current events of the day. And we'll be including some of those here soon. If you want to listen to all those, you can go to our website at HoosierReason.com. Click on the special features tab on our website, and you can see all the fun ones that we've made. And we will have some more of those coming up soon as well. All right, let's get into what's trending right now and what's been happening throughout this week.
It's your Week in Review.
As we look at the state of media for just a moment, I was scrolling through during the break, obviously watching this ongoing conflict with Israel and Iran and what's going on there, where there's no new news as of a few minutes ago right now, so nothing really to report on it, but just watching the difference in the bias and the priority of what different media outlets have on reporting some of this stuff, which is pretty mind-boggling to me because, of course, Joe Biden has been desperate to try and win back over the Muslim population during election time, so he's been pretty harsh on Israel. In fact, just the last week or so, trying to call Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and saying that they want an immediate ceasefire, which obviously shows that we're not in the best of terms right now with our ally, the only ally, major ally that we have in that region of the world, because we just want to side with a certain political group so that way we can win over their votes in the election in November because, well, they're losing and they don't know who else to turn to other than the nice little boxes of identity politics that they've created during election season. Nonetheless, the media has openly now admitted that their biased reporting has led to the devastation of what we're seeing in the lack of trust of media. And poll after poll shows that right now the trust in mainstream media is sitting in the low teens, like 12% of people actually trust mainstream media. And I'm sure you saw the report from, what's his name, Yuri Berliner from NPR, a former NPR guy who'd been with the company for 25 years, talking about how biased they were openly and willingly advocating to report on news to try and bring Trump down. And that one causing some pushback from progressives and even those within NPR.
Do you see NPR and its shift to the left as sort of singular to that organization or of a piece with a much broader trend that's happening inside legacy media institutions?
It's much broader within legacy media organizations. I think it's very commonplace. For me, what's different about NPR is we are a public service institution. We have a public mission, and we have a show called All Things Considered. We have a fellowship called the Reflect America Fellowship. So I think we have a particular obligation to reflect America, to understand people from all different outlooks, to bring up things that might be uncomfortable for our progressive audience members, to be a little more daring, to take a little more chance, to be more curious about things that don't fit the narrative. So I think at NPR, it was a particular problem because we're a public institution, and you know, for years I think a lot of people felt NPR was like a national trust.
So that is true. People thought that NPR was, I guess you could say, a national trust. Now, we always knew that it was going to be left-wing bias. It's government-funded, for crying out loud. It's publicly funded by your taxpayer money. And so we knew that, which I never understood why, we had a government outlet of media when the mainstream media already supports what government's doing and promotes the progressive agenda anyways. But then we had this essentially government-established media source that punches out propaganda. Now, when I talk to people that listen to NPR, the reason that they listen to it is because they just want straight information. They don't want opinion. They don't want commentary. They don't want no fluff. They just want straight information, which is what essentially NPR used to be, or what they try to go for. There's not commentators like myself. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a news anchor. I'm a commentator. I take the information and I talk about it, break it down deeper. We talk about the philosophy behind it, make it a little bit entertaining, and then I give my opinion on it based on the information and facts that I have. That's what I do. That's not what NPR does. And the people that I've talked to, I'm in the Wichita market again, where my flagship is here at the Hoosier Media Studios, and a lot of people, NPR does well overall in our market because people say in a very middle-of-the-road city like Wichita, Kansas, that they just want information. They don't want hard right. They don't want hard left. They just want straight information. The problem is, though, is that, as you know, when they give reports and news and information, it's news and information that's politically slanted and politically biased. And most people don't catch it unless you're actually aware. So when you start talking and dialoguing with people about these issues, they kind of get that little glossy glaze over their eyes because they don't quite understand what you're talking about. They're like, wait a second, we haven't heard that. NPR didn't give that to us, which we're like, for those of us that are awake and aware of that, we're like, yeah, they haven't given you that information and they're not going to. But to people that listen to NPR, they think it's kind of like C-SPAN, which I don't know about you, Chad, and I don't know about you, Trumpy Bear, but C-SPAN, that's some riveting TV right there, man. I would watch C-SPAN over the Kardashians any day of the week. You want to talk about some drama that goes on C-SPAN? Woo, buddy. You can watch some of that. That's pretty entertaining. But C-SPAN, you turn it on, and it's not any commentator. It's just giving out, here's what's going on the floor of the House. Here's what's going on the floor of the Senate. Watch them debate. That's some riveting TV right there. And NPR essentially wanted to do the same thing, which you could get an AI-generated thing to do that nowadays, just read the headlines, which would take away the majority of the opinion from them. But then again, when you report the news from the AI, what's the news actually being reported, and is it accurate or actually truthful at all? And people, some viewers, some listeners have not quite grasped the concept that when you're reading a news headline, that news headline itself can be misleading and biased. Because right now, there are still a lump sum of the population that believes that a news headline is just a news headline, and therefore that is truth and that is factual. So when a commentator like myself then tries to counter it, we're the radicals, we're the nuts, we're the opinionated, the loons that are trying to just spread misinformation and counter what the news is telling you. And this guy, this Yuri, that was working for him for the last 25 years just blew the lid off of all of that, and they don't know how to handle it. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. It's your Patriot on the Prairie. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. 24 minutes past the hour, broadcasting coast to coast all over the place, multiple radio stations all over. Your Patriot on the Prairie, centered right in the heart of the nation in Wichita, Kansas, at the Hoosier Media Network studios. So great to have you for our weekend edition here. So the media, I've said this many times before, but as we go into however people look at it, the end of days, going into the age of Aquarius, for some that believe in that theory, for those that say that we're just moving into the next stage in life and technology evolutions, whatever you try to, whatever you believe in personally, moving through this time, that things are boiling to the surface. There's a lot of weirdness going on. There's a lot of negativity going on, and there's a lot of exposure. The deep state, the being hid behind closed doors, the things going on subconsciously that we're not aware of, that's all done. And it was really Donald Trump walking into the White House back in 2016, blowing the doors off the deep state, the smoke-filled secret rooms behind closed doors, making all these deals. Those days are done. And Washington, D.C. is a little upset about that, which is why they despise Donald Trump so terribly, because now everything's exposed. And now the media, it's no different. The people, I don't want liberal talk. I don't want conservative talk. I just want straight news. And the more you realize and more pay attention to news headlines, you realize the headlines and the news reporting themselves has a biased slant to them. Listen on your radio. Listen to your top of the hour news stories from your local news affiliate, whatever that may be. Fox News, CBS, whatever. Listen to these, and you can listen to the slant from one side or the other. On both sides of the aisle, it's slightly there. I don't know how you could ever get back to just a straight reporting. I'm not going to pick on a particular one. I will pick on them, but I'm not going to name them in the local market. For the longest time, I heard them, and they would report something. And the way you should do as a journalist is you would report, let's say, when Donald Trump was in office, that he made a statement about something. Just boom. This is what the president said. That's it. End of story. That's it. After that, you don't respond. You don't have a counter. You know what? Just here's what the president said. Information. This news source, not to be named, would do that and say, here's what Donald Trump said. And then afterwards, they would have a Democrat on and be like, well, that's not true because of blah, 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 blah. Therefore, discrediting everything that the first audio just said from former President Donald Trump. Why would you do that? Now, unless you're doing it for everybody like that. But I haven't heard it do it for Donald or for Joe Biden and be like, well, Joe Biden said this. I don't remember my name. And then a Republican coming out and be like, well, he probably has dementia. I've never heard that news story on any of the news outlets out there at all in any fashion. Vivek Ramaswamy, presidential candidate, former presidential candidate and supporter of Donald Trump, now was on Fox News after this whole news broke about NPR and this Yuri Berliner that had come out with this essay talking about the corruption going on in NPR, and said this is really not a surprise for most of us who've been paying attention recently.
Look, in the name of diversity, they've eliminated diversity of thought. And in the name of inclusion, they've created this culture of exclusion, where certain points of view representing over 50% of the population in this country just aren't welcome. But on the positive side, Jesse, I want to say that took a lot of courage for that reporter, guy, Yuri Berliner. I want to congratulate him as a guy who probably disagrees with him on the substance of a lot of political issues. I still respect his willingness to come out and tell the truth. That takes courage. And I think NPR could take a page from his playbook if they look their own audience in the eye and say, we lied to you about the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, Hunter Biden laptop. We're sorry about it. And here's what we're going to do to fix it. That's how NPR could have re-earned its trust. It's too bad the management squandered that opportunity.
Yeah, they didn't do that. In fact, they came out and were very upset about this and said, that's not true. We're still middle of the road. We're still just giving information. I go back to the concept that I don't think that any government should be funding any type of media source. We have plenty of private sector media that holds the government accountable, which is what their job is to hold them accountable, ask the tough questions, and report what's going on, period, end of story. We don't need a government option to do that, just like we didn't need a healthcare option from the government to kill off the private sector health insurance and healthcare companies either. But here we are in 2024, because that's the world we live in, with government consolidating all their power. When we come back, we're going to shift gears, talk with our friends over at Patriot Mobile. We'll do that right around the corner on the home stretch here for your weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. When Reason Meets Radio, this is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into the program. So great to have you along for the ride. Really happy to have our next guest on the program. As you know, we started a new partnership with a great new partner here on the radio show, Patriot Mobile, which you can find online at patriotmobile.com and use your promo code REASON for your free activation with us here on The Voice of Reason. What are they all about? What does this mean? Obviously, there's a lot of mobile services that are out there, and you can see them competing with each other nonstop. But what makes things stand out just a little bit more? We talk about on this program quite a bit about the economic segregation that we're seeing in this nation, the wokeness that's infiltrated so many corporations, and how do we start fighting back with our daily lives, just doing normal things and not supporting a left-woke agenda. Talk about some of that and more. Really happy to have on the program, she is the CCO of Patriot Mobile. It's Lee Wamsgans on the program. Lee, how are you, my friend?
I am great, Andy. It's a beautiful Friday, and it's good to be alive.
It is so great to chat with you. Yeah, and I appreciate you. First off, I am so excited about working with Patriot Mobile here on the program with you guys. It is, we were just talking off the air a little bit about just our own activist listeners wanting us to work together just because they realize how important this is, because nowadays I've never seen so much division. I've never seen so much segregation before. I've never seen so much hatred. And we have to just support the businesses that we can that fight for the same values that we have, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, I've never seen anything like this before, Andy. I'm old enough to remember when Democrats and Republicans could sit down at a table and, you know, it's even biblical, come reason together. Those days are long gone. The left has gone so far extreme over a cliff. There is no reason. You talk about your voice of reason. We need voice of reason in our society today. And we need, as a part of that reason, to support the organizations that support truth and freedom and patriotism. And, you know, Patriot Mobile, we are a Christian conservative company. We are part of the red economy, and we're hoping to encourage others to join the red economy. We give a portion of every dollar we earn to our four pillars. That's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, military veterans, and first responder heroes. And above all, though, above all, our mission is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always.
That's what we have to do. And that's kind of gone to the wayside in society, don't you think? When we see crime rates and we see us leaning towards the government, we see study after study show that as government continues to grow, that our belief in a higher power, a belief in God, so to speak, is going to the wayside because we put faith in government. Hey, government, do something to solve the issues as opposed to looking to that higher power for that higher power to change it or to give us the strength to do it ourselves. And we have to bring that mindset back in culture, don't we?
We absolutely have to. It's also a mindset of victimization. And, you know, there is a cultural shift, and it's starting at very young ages to teach kids and reward parents who are pushing the victimization mindset. And that is not what America was built on. America was built on brave men and women standing up for our God-given rights, standing up for integrity, inspiration, servanthood, courage, and stewardship, the value of being able to take care of God's kingdom and supporting one another and not being reliant on government. Government needs to get smaller and the individual success needs to get larger. You know, we are hardworking Americans at Patriot Mobile. People often say, what are you? We get you're patriotic. We get that you guys are giving a portion of every dollar you earn to these conservative causes, but what are you? Yeah. What we are is we're a cellular service provider. And we are on all the same towers nationwide. We are 4G, 5G, it's all the same. You can bring your same phone, you can buy a new one, you can port your same phone number over. The difference is you're not contributing to people who want to kill Americans' way of life, who want to take away our freedoms and make us more dependent upon the government. We need to stand up. It's past time for companies across America. You talk about all these woke companies. You know, there are a lot of conservative people working in those woke companies who feel like they don't have a voice. And it's time for us to grow up a red economy to where we can have all of those conservative Christian professionals in our own jobs, fighting for our own freedoms as citizens of this country who honor God and honor the bravery of the people who fought to make us the liberty-loving constitutional republic that we are.
Yeah, amen to that. I love what you guys are doing for sure. Talk to us about how this all got started. I love, obviously, we live in a, or at least we're supposed to live in a laissez-faire free capitalist society to where private sector fills a void. And that's what we love about capitalism is that when there's a void in the market, that we're able to rise to that challenge and actually fill that demand for the consumer. And with these companies being so woke in, which you never think about a mobile company being a quote unquote woke or an activist organization or a business, but they are, and they're contributing because of how big that they've grown, these quote unquote businesses that are too big to fail. But when you guys came in, you realized that there's an opportunity here to actually fight for Christian values, for conservative values, for the messages that we actually stand for as conservatives that we're not allowed to in a lot of other corporations. So talk about how this all got started and how you guys came to be able to fill this void in the market.
Absolutely. So about 10 years ago, our founder, Glenn Story, discovered that there was a cell phone service provider who was giving millions and millions of dollars to extreme leftist organizations, extreme left candidates, and he saw there was a void in the marketplace for the opposite, for the counter to that, for a conservative cellular service provider to do the same thing. So it was really his brainchild about 10 years ago. And we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary in November of 2023. And so that's how it all got started. And, you know, with all of the regulatory and all of that, it takes a while to ramp up. But man, the last several years, we have really skyrocketed over 100% year after year. And it's a really exciting time to be a part of Patriot Mobile.
Yeah, it really is. And like you said, I mean, it does nothing different in your normal day life. If you have your cell phone, you use your cell phone, you guys have all the same towers, you use all the same services, and it's just putting your money in a place where it actually supports a business that supports the same values that you do. You guys talk a lot about as well nowadays, with especially going into election season, it's important to go and vote to start making changes. But this is the little bit, the differences that we see in the private sector, where voting by itself is no longer enough. It's time to actually take the action and speak with your voice, speak with your actions, and speak with your money as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, a ton of our customers are extreme activists. They are patriots. And they are the people out there volunteering, going door to door, knocking doors for candidates and going to the meetings and supporting the fundraisers. And what those people were doing before was doing all of these things to help our side and handing their money to the people on the other side fighting them. And so our customers now feel great that they can fight for the freedom of America and not giving the money to their self bill to people who are, you know, against them in every, you know, lockstep, every effort that they make.
Yeah.
They love that Patriot Mobile supports the red economy. They love that Patriot Mobile stands for the values that they believe in also. And, you know, we come together. You and I discussed about this partnership between you and Patriot Mobile came about because some of your listeners actually reached out to us and said, hey, this Andy guy's awesome. You guys need to get together. I'm seeing that, Andy. I'm seeing that everywhere. I feel like God is weaving us together. The previous organizations on the Christian conservative side, I'm seeing less and less infighting, and I'm seeing God weaving us together and being supportive and working together because, you know, for such a time as this, the evil has never been so dark. It's never been so prevalent, and it's never had such stronghold throughout corporate America. We saw what BLM did and the millions of dollars they got for their anti-God, anti-family propositions. And God, I feel like, is honoring and valuing the people that are trying to stand in the gap and stand with him regardless of our persecution. You know, every time the fake news attacks us, our sales go through the roof. We feel like we should give him a thank you card. We're just really excited to be where we are. And, you know, we are just blessed. And we want all of your people called Patriot Mobile. It's 972-PATRIOT, or you can also go to patriotmobile.com. And we have Reason? Is that your code?
That's my promo code, Reason. Absolutely.
Yeah, we want them to do that. And we invite all of your listeners to come check it out, all U.S.-based customer service. And you're going to get a patient kind, let me tell you. I'm getting to the point, Andy, where sometimes my kids have to help me with the TV remote. I'm the least technical person in the world. That's why I'm the PR person. Our sweet, sweet U.S.-based customer service, they will walk you through every step from what is a SIM card, how do I switch, how does this work? They'll walk you through every step to get you switched over to the Patriot Mobile side, red economy of cellular service.
I love it. And that's exactly what we need. It's so nice to hear not only is it U.S. customer-based service because you can actually talk to somebody. You guys actually have the customer service. You have the cell service. You have all the stuff, and it fights for the values that we need. I love it. PatriotMobile.com. Go and check it out. Use the promo code REASON for this program here with the Voice of Reason for your free activation as well. Lee, thank you so much for coming on the program program. Thank you, and God bless you guys for what you're doing with Patriot Mobile. It is so needed. It's funny. We watch the progressives. Every time they do a major woke announcement with a business, their business ends up crashing. We do a conservative message. They attack us. Like you said, the revenues and the support goes way up. So we show the united front behind the Christian conservative movement in this nation, and it's so good to see with you guys, Lee. Thank you so much for coming on the program. God bless you. Let's do it again real soon.
God bless you, Andy. I look forward to it.
You bet. There she goes. That again was Lee Wamsgon. She's the CEO of Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com. Use the promo code REASON. You can get your special activation, free activation with our code here, supporting us on The Voice Reason and supporting at Patriot Mobile. Makes so much sense in the world, does it not? For you to spend your money like you do every day anyways, and do it with a company that actually supports the same values that you have. We got a lot more to get to here on the program. One more segment right around the corner. Stay here on The Voice Reasons Weekend Edition.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. America's safe space for common sense. This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. So great to have you with us here. Thanks for hanging out last couple of minutes here on the program for your weekend edition on The Voice of Reason. Appreciate Patriot Mobile coming on the show, our brand new partner with them, PatriotMobile.com/Reason. Use that promo code REASON. Get signed up, free activation with your Patriot Mobile. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Americans for Prosperity. Make sure to check them out, prosperityispossible.com. Here's the nice thing. They are the largest grassroots organization in the entire nation, which is good because, as you know, conservatives are really good at grassroots campaigning. Democrats are good at, you know, the top, you know, top down and telling what their marching orders are and just kind of doing their thing. We do it grassroots. That's why relatively well, at least predominantly more so than Democrats, we do better at actually knocking on doors, grassroots campaigning, getting Republicans elected at local levels because we know how to talk to the community. Because the nation, regardless of what Democrats try to say, we're still a relatively center-right nation in the country. And Americans for Prosperity, they rock that one with over 4 million workers and volunteers across the nation. You can be part of that as well. You don't even have to do anything. You just need to get the information to take the argument back to the streets and let people know what the heck's going on. Go to prosperityispossible.com. I'm sorry, prosperityispossible.org. Go and check them out. Type in your email. You can sign up, become part of the movement. Also, do me a favor when you get a chance, go to Bidenomics.com. I know, sounds kind of weird, right? Because you're like, wait a second, why would I go to a Joe Biden campaign website with Bidenomics on how great, but no, go to Bidenomics.com. Americans for Prosperity bought the domain. And when you go there, actually, you can get some real economic information about what's going on with Bidenomics and how well or not so well that Joe Biden's done on the economy for the past 3 years. Bidenomics.com, prosperityispossible.org. Proud sponsors and partners with us here is Americans for Prosperity and right here on The Voice of Reason. Got a couple minutes left of the show. Let's get back to some of the breaking news here.
What's trending today?
And again, all this happening while the show's going on. But as you know, the tension between Iran and Israel continues to heighten with earlier today, this being Saturday. I know stations run this at different times, but the fact that we're one of the only live weekend programs talking about these issues, we get the honor to kind of cover this the best we can. But on Saturday, Iran sending dozens of unmanned drones with near 44 pounds of explosives on each drone to the nation of Israel. Now, taking hours to get there, Israel very well prepared. They said that they are ready for this and that they shot the majority of them down over Iran and Syria before they even got to the Iron Dome. But God bless Israel's Iron Dome for being able to protect them. But Benjamin Netanyahu, according to timesofisrael.com, has now come out with an official statement talking to the people of Israel saying this, quote, citizens of Israel, in recent years and even more so in recent weeks, Israel has been preparing for the possibility of a direct attack from Iran. Our defense systems are deployed and we are prepared for any scenario, both in defense and offense. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. We appreciate the United States for standing by Israel's side, as well as the support of the UK, France, and many other nations. I established a clear principle. Whoever hurts us, we will hurt them. We will defend ourselves from any threat, and we will do so calmly and with determination. I know that you, the citizens of Israel, are also keeping calm. I urge you to listen to the directives of the Home Front Command. Together we stand, and with God's help, together we will overcome all of our enemies. That statement being made just recently, in the last hour or so, really, from Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of the Nation of Israel, in preparation for this. Will this escalate further? I don't know. And according to the White House, we are seeing that right now Joe Biden is going into an emergency meeting for the national security meeting to talk about how we could potentially respond to this, which I'm going to say, I'm just throwing this out there, not going to fall favorably for a lot of Democrats across the nation that right now think that Israel is the most evil place on the face of the earth and that they want the Muslim nations to wipe out Israel off the face of the earth. So that's not going to bode him well in election season when he's desperately trying to win over the Muslim population vote again. And when he just got off a phone conference with Benjamin Netanyahu, not just a week ago, advocating for an immediate ceasefire against Gaza and the Palestinian people. That's not going to go over well. Especially when you have, by the way, radical socialists like Cornel West, independent presidential candidate and self-renowned, quote-unquote, philosopher, who says that right now that the attack on October 7th of Hamas attacking Israel was a, quote, counter-terrorist response, saying that Hamas was justified in attacking Israel as a counter-terrorist response. That's the left here in the United States for you. Which means that while we have Democrats running our nation, we're going to have a very weak response for Israel, and Israel probably prepared and understanding that as well on their front. So hopefully they've got this. Thoughts and prayers out to them as this continues to escalate throughout the weekend. We'll have more information on that later. Until then, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Back at it again next week. This is The Voice Reason. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll see you on the radio. Bye.